the first time it got put, he said, I live too far away. Mm. So how is it going to maintain? And I said, mate, I've got cages over 1,000 kilometres away in Tasmania.
1,200
And you can
matter.
Check them all. They're all in perfect condition. Owner's maintenance gets done all the time. And plus, I'm happy to go to Flinders because there's heaps of cages for me to find.
I'll
and I'll happily maintain
them. Oh, and he published it?
No. And then he goes, I will check with the reviewing team. Leave it with me. And I was like, I replied, okay. And then he come back yesterday when he did his whole thing. And he says, this cache seems to be on private property of Rawnsley Bluff. And
you're
not in the Flinders Ranges. These other caches are before my time. And I turned around and I was like, here's a URL link. This is a map of Flinders Ranges. This cache is in the Flinders Ranges. The cache is accessible by a public road. The homestead is off to the left where the caravan park is at Rawnsley. And he did not need to go near that to get
so
in.
He's just
and
trying to find excuses.
Yeah, and I'm like, it was pretty blatant.
Once,
I was pretty like...
Once the first excuse fails, you go somewhere else and try to...
Yeah,
And I was like, yeah.
So you were in this area here.
So in my cache, if you take off the ones you found... So, yeah. You,
so who's actually trying
base,
to reach 15,000?
So that's...
The state.
The state.
Yeah.
State's current total is at 14,890.
See, they're all in the park.
So
which one
14,800.
What's
that
bottom track?
That's half and part.
So
that's actually
ours. That's around 14,900.
Wolpena Views is in the park.
So we need about 100 cages.
It's been sitting between about 14,500 and 15,000 for about the past 5 years.
Yeah, you're gonna.
It has not changed drastically.
But it's halfway up the mountain.
Well, you probably struggle. If it's in that bit there,
any time
it makes
any significant changes of a power show gets published.
There's a trial there.
It has happened once or twice.
It's in a rock face. It's a bit of a... It's like not a bad of a rock climb, but it's up a bit, so they want to find... And it's in a shaded area, so...
The problem,
never go,
so if it's in that area... So there's the trail.
It'll last 20 years.
So if the trail's...
It's a spray paint, it's a steamer in a
there's
rock
the
face.
The trail's there.
Where the sun never shines.
So the statistics of how many active geocaches should be
probably outside. If you're in that area there, you're
with the last
little
souvenirs and
it's pastoral. Who
everything.
Gives a crap about pastoral? But but you could always ask.
Remember, we looked up ages
so
ago
you,
about
so that the object
you had to find 10
you
caches to
so you ring up Rawnsley
be an active
and say, you
user.
Know geocaching,
was
you
it 10 in
one.
30 days
yeah.
or something?
And they go, don't care.
Okay.
Usually,
yeah, there's a few ranch properties.
I mean, yeah, you've got a few. You've got
there's one at your front gate.
There's one at your front gate.
On the cart thing.
Well, the other, all those ones are on their property. They've actually still got
the
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know what that DN. That's EDO Agulha.
Haven't gone back to that one yet.
Yeah, no.
I saw you did the Mount Abrupts 2 times.
Yeah, and I've been there twice. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Probably those two not, but there's certainly 9 caches.
Oh, yours?
On their property.
Someone should put a post on Facebook and say, you know, come on, let's play some caches and hit the 15,000 mark.
That's just asking for a power trail, isn't
yeah.
it, really?
I can do that.
Just tell
you
him.
You can try. I mean,
what is it? We're approximately 14,890.
So you've got
so
your wine glass and bottle to publish. You've got Bill's Challenge Cup to publish.
This,
I've got 81 caches to put out.
Oh,
but remember, every week
I've
about
10
new ones get published and about 10 old ones get archived.
I'll get
yeah.
so I'm going on, I don't come back.
It's always changing.
I go tomorrow morning and don't come back.
Until is this Tambra?
Pardon?
Is this Tambra?
I don't come back. I'll be in Mount Gambier and then I'll come back after my... West AGO 5's event in Meningi.
Okay.
So that's I'll be away all that time.
Doesn't matter. You don't need them then.
Not anytime soon.
So
do you have a mint tin with a magnet that I could have? I'm going to replace one of Greg's caches.
Yeah, I've got one in the car. Several.
I've got heaps of mint tins. I just have no magnets.
Somebody, well, give me some mint tins because I have.
So I've got a mint tin full of mint tins.
That massive.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Mint tin, yeah, Greg's cache on...
What colour do you want?
Look, it's got to go on the back of the sign.
Black.
That'll do. It's on the Regency Road, main North Road, on the Kashimoto sign.
Oh, that one. Doesn't matter what colour it is there. How could that go missing?
It's gone. Because I went there yesterday, because it got rear window. Monday when I got the rear window replaced, we walked up there. I called Greg and I was like, where is this?
Rear door window. Yeah, because the rear window is the one.
Yeah.
What do you call the rear window on your car?
Back window.
The back window.
Rear window.
Yeah. He says the rear window, and I've gone, how the hell did a rock hit that? It must have gone over the roof.
But it was
a door window.
Passenger.
How long did it take to get that replaced?
Well, they're all passengers.
Rear
passenger side? Or your side? The one behind?
My side.
Yeah,
if I was like 0.1 of a second, it would have hit me.
Yeah.
Would have had a rock.
Did you see the rock coming?
No, we were just driving along. Oh, I slowed down a bit because there's cars coming the other way. And just went. Just bang. Just shattered. I was like, oh well, we'll leave it. We'll drive up to the cache, which is 5 kilometres away. And then we just got a knife, which we had in the car. And we just used the end of it because we'd been cutting up our food. And we just cleaned all the window out. And because a mate's bike missed the plane in Melbourne. So we waited 2 hours at the airport for his bike to come on the next flight. Then we put the bag, we had a big plastic bag, put duct tape from, that's how I get nano logbooks out, with duct tape, I just stick the name, pull it out. And then we used all that, we taped it all around the window.
Keeps the dust out.
And we put all like our like sleeping bag, soft stuff, pulled that all out and put it up against the window, and it made it all the way home without a noise. But, you know, we were driving 100.
It only cost you one event.
How?
Did you miss an event?
He missed his own event.
I missed my own event. In Roxby.
Did you?
Had to archive it. Yeah, because we had to come home.
So who actually...
Heard me and Nam share it.
I'm tempted to tell him to do that, but I don't think he noticed.
Mm-hmm.
But, we went
I'd
to Roxby.
I'd already ignored it.
We went to Roxby and we're like, oh, we'll stay here the night, like, it's all right. And then we're driving around. And then some kid got an absolute belting at one of the caches. Because I'm in the eastern one, in the back streets, you drive around and it's just like...
As bushes.
A vacant lock.
Yeah.
And I was there, and this kid was just getting whacked. And I was like, oh, this is a dodgy area. Anyway, we went to the caravan park. It was like, it's about 5 o'clock at night, 6 o'clock. And they shut at 2. So we called them, and it's like, this is not, like, there was no one there. So we're like, oh, well, where are we going to stay?
Woomera.
So we're just like, let's go to Woomera. And there was a sheep everywhere all over the road, the whole way. And
sheep are too bad.
It's pitch black dark, and you're doing... we won't say the speed. And then you're just like, and then it was just like, oh no, there's a sheep, whack on the brakes. Because if I had a sheep, it's like, you know,
could be a cow, it could be worse. I mean,
cows
do more damage than
the sheep there are on the road.
That's because the semi trailers smash.
But yeah, it's just like,
but they're not allowed to stop and pick them up, are they?
No.
What you need to do is go find a semi-trailer and then sit behind one the whole way down. They'll clear the sheep out for you.
But then sometimes what happens by following semis is it will go underneath.
Yeah,
it'll get one of the sets of wheels and then you'll just...
It'll just shoot it.
Yeah, it'll come flying out.
Yeah, it'll get spat out underneath.
But those things, like, there was heaps of dead sheep between Pimbara and Port Augusta.
As well. Sheep are usually smarter than that. You sure they were not kangaroos?
No, there was definitely...
Nullarbor's kangaroos. Nullarbor's just kangaroos every 100 metres on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I was driving across the Nullarbor one time. I had to keep slowing down because I saw penguins crossing the road. So I decided that I think it's time to pull over and
penguins.
Have a sleep. I was convinced there was penguins crossing the road.
And there was definitely no penguins.
You better stop taking the blue
pill. Camels, emus, kangaroos.
Are you sure you're on the other plane here?
Yeah,
there was penguins, I swear. There was penguins. So then I decided that the next parking bay would be pretty good.
Pull in there and...
Yeah.
And you woke up on Kangaroo Island this morning.
Yeah, if you were on Kangaroo Island, you might see it.
You might go to Tasmania, you might see. Yeah. Mm. But wow. No, we... it's a good trip. A lot of driving.
A lot of tyres.
It's nice
to see Wichelina get a find on it. That's had several finds this year.
Wichelina.
I was going to do it, but it was
How
just
you
dark.
Wichelina?
That was the one I got to. That was when I thought, this is getting too late. I'm pulling the pin again home.
But see, the thing is,
it's
there,
so far out on the way at the side.
It's about a 60k return.
Yes, a 60k return trip.
and it was just fading.
On a gravel road that's corrugated, and it was
well.
Rough
two times I've done it, the road has been beautiful.
Can you do the drive from there across to Anamooka?
No,
that's,
well,
yeah, you can.
So
that's the four-wheel drive track.
Yeah, we're talking to the people because it's 12 couples that go through. That
yeah,
rotate,
yeah, the road,
1 to 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah,
and they were saying that to get to Anamooka was like, yeah, it was. It
yeah,
was
but they were looking at your car.
No, they were talking about their car because they were like, we're going to try. And they're, you know, they're talking before drives. And they were like, oh, you know.
But is that still open?
You can get to Rocks. You can get to Rocks, but you couldn't get to Anamooka.
The track goes
from. There's a division.
Oh.
And you
okay.
can get up to Roxby, which is fine, but the Anamooka one was rough.
But is that public access or?
Yeah,
it's not a par road.
No,
it's not a par road. It used to be a pay to use road.
But it, looking online, it seems like it's changed depending on who the owner is.
It's called Munara.
There's about two or three involved on there.
Yeah.
It crosses a few.
But
between Michelina and the other homestead, which is about 50k.
Yeah, that's Munara.
Yeah, apparently they are pretty assholey. Depends on who's there.
Mm. I thought that could be a spot for my virtual, but I wasn't sure if it was public access or not.
Okay.
Just ask them. Just give them a buzz. In the summertime, because they'll be inside.
Yeah, they won't be outside.
I'm not going out there.
Hey, you can forward, right? I mean, there's.
Oh, yeah, I can go there, but if it's a paid thing, you won't be able to put a cache on it. That's
the issue. Having driven across the Simpson Desert, there's nowhere that you can't go.
Is it just because it's flat and
it's just.
Just sand?
Yeah, if it's flat, if it's sand, and you get through.
It's pretty, not that deep.
Yeah.
If
it's wet,
was rough.
Disc were there once when it was wet.
Do it at pace, you can glide over the corrugations that are under the track.
Oh no, we were driving 110 to a.
Yeah, but that little thing doesn't have the.
Lake Eyre to Roxby because the road was super smooth, but between about 20k out of Maree,
it
was just like.
Yeah, but the grader will go through, and
it only just went through. Apparently.
That's where you get flat tires. There you go.
But I don't know. But we didn't get any. We got a flat tire in Blindman Gorge, and we got a flat tire on the way to Wichelina.
See, I've done the Birdsville track in 2018 and the Birdsville track in 2019. The best of the track in 2018, the best of the track, was equivalent to the worst of the track in 2019. Think about it. So the roads change.
Is it pretty good?
It was excellent this year. Last year it was horrible.
Yeah, that rocks me down.
Do you reckon I could drive it?
In your car? This year, yes. Last year, no.
Okay.
Yeah, so it really. Yeah,
you never know till you start driving it. Yeah.
Take spare tyres and a spare window and you'll be fine.
I just need to buy some of that plug stuff that
CO2 cylinders.
Yeah, plug stuff in a compressor.
Plug
in a compressor. This is $200, and the plugs.
Well, there's
the plugs. I've got plugs sitting in my tires.
Are they like this long?
15,000.
Are those plugs you've got about this long?
Yeah.
And then you just fold them in half and.
You fold them in half and you stuff them through.
Yeah, that's what one. That's my spare tire.
And you got to ream it out. Mm. If you don't ream it, you can't fit them in. So the kit's $40, which is equivalent to a tyre repair.
And that only does a straight hole puncher, not a split or a...
Apparently, if you get a split, you just put more threads in.
Multiple ones in, but instead of trying to pull it back out, which it cuts it, you actually cut it off, because if you've got a big split, you need to...
But won't the split just open up more, or is it gets more pressure on it?
No, it shouldn't, because if it's got the wires, remember the wires are braided like this.
Presumably it's broken a few of the wires when it happens.
The two front tyres don't
have
about half as much tread as the rear, but it was on both the rear tyres, and you're like, are you serious? But
what tyre pressure were you running?
We 28.
Did you drop your tyres? You probably should have dropped to
34 to 28.
No, you should have dropped to 25.
Okay.
In fact, you may even go down to 24, 23.
Yeah, it was.
You need to drop.
Well, we went to drop more to do the inner data track, but Mari doesn't have a pump or anything like that, which is odd. Lee Creek.
No, that's not odd. That's Mari.
The Mari shop was expensive too.
Oh yeah. That's the most expensive.
Why can't you get inner data then? That's even worse, isn't it?
No, Mari is the most expensive place on the planet.
I can't
believe it.
It was like $10 for a pasty or something. I was like, are you serious?
That's the two times I've been through there, I've not spent any money. It's just,
it was like $2 a litre for petrol and yeah, about $10 for a pass.
There'd
yeah.
be a tire repair joint there, wouldn't there?
There would be. There
yeah.
would be. Yeah, but
we drove around the whole place and we could not find any.
There would be one somewhere.
And
there has to be.
There was two women running the shop and I was like,
and they're not friendly?
No, one was like, where are you going? Because my mate, he was just super scared about driving the Indodata track. And he just kept asking questions like, mate, it'll be fine, like.
Is he more or less scared now that you've just gone up there and...
Oh, you should have seen him. Every cage there was. I was like, I'm going to find a cage. And he's like, no worries. He was under the car checking she was all right. And I was like, no flat tyres? Yep. No worries.
Well, at this stage, you'd had two flat tyres, though.
Yeah, and I didn't care, you know.
But how many cars were you seeing?
Probably one every 5K.
Yeah, that's right.
There's heaps of cars up there.
We never saw one go past us. We saw heaps going to Murray.
Yeah, so it's pretty traffic. And it's like I said.
And I thought if we break down, you know, there's always someone.
Three out of every four of those four-wheel drives will have a plug kit in them and a compressor.
And there was those big, massive four-wheel drive buses. We saw heaps of them.
The tourist buses, where they just take
tourist buses.
Yeah.
Tourist buses.
Yeah, they're like a four-wheel drive.
Go see Lake
Airport. About off the ground.
Mm.
But a bus.
Bus four-wheel drive.
Yeah,
they're taking people up to
yeah,
Lake Air to
12
see the water.
Dozen people at the sea Lake Air, yeah.
Where there's no water anyway.
Yeah, we only went to the Urquhart.
Isn't it
that
some
cave.
Unusual colour at the moment or something? Hasn't been like
probably,
that
probably
years
is,
and
but
years,
they sell it up big
yeah.
time.
And there's trucks up there too for the sheep stations.
Yeah.
Sheep trucks go through there.
But they wouldn't have plugged.
If you're really worried about punches and everything, there's some Ubute hacks on YouTube about foam filling your tyres.
No more gaps.
Yeah, anything like that or that.
But no more gaps in the tyre.
Probably the ride might be.
Well,
harsh.
I did the whole fucking track up and back, didn't get a single flat tyre. Got to Port Augusta and the thing exploded.
Who, yours?
Yeah.
Huh.
On the highway, just out of Port Augusta, 110 km an hour on the main road, and the thing goes bang. I was like, shit.
I was talking about driving to Nullarbor. Another time we made a trip over there and we got as far as Port Augusta and I slowed down for some road works and I heard bang, you know, obviously a tyre blowing out, and I'm thinking the car's alright, thing behind towing alright,
so it was a car going past you,
better pull over. It was the two spares on the A-frame. They were rubbing them together and one blew out.
Oh, they're right.
Yeah. So I've had a spare blowout on
it. When we did the Great Victoria bike ride,
yeah,
and there were 8,000 bikes on it, so you'd get to a spot where you were having morning tea, and they'd offer you morning tea. So there'd be like you'd ridden 25 km's, and there'd be a pullover. Oh, so anyway, so there would be like 1,000 bikes, and you'd be there for about 10 minutes. Getting a drink and a cake and during that 10 minutes you would hear at least one a tyre going off.
It sounds so good. Because when we've done,
and you didn't know where it was or whose it was or whether it was yours or not, but
around the bay gets about 15,000 people, and about two thirds of them do around the bay either the loop or 250, there's another 300, and you go across from Queenscliff to Sorrento on the ferry, and they like try and pack as many people in. Like you probably get 1,000 bikes, just like all side by side along the bottom of the ferry, and all over here, and you just go bang, like, and then you're like, what the hell is that? And then
bang,
and it's always these guys with their big deep dish like wheels that you're just like, why would you ride tubs? Like tubs, you can't put. They're like a solid rubber that go around. And they don't. You can't put a spare tube in them.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
it's like, that's a long bus trip home, guy.
Oh.
But it's funny who you see. It's
well,
so
what were the big? There's a guy on the Tour Down Under rides with these. He's got these rims that are about this deep, and it's like, why would you bother?
Oh, they're quick. They're super quick. But the funny thing is, you'll get some big 150 kilo bloke with the nicest frame. With like, this guy had a full disc in the back, like time trial disc. And like 808s about that deep in the front, and like aero helmet, skin suit. I was like, can't you just give that bike to me? Like, I'm gonna put that much more to use than you. But you know, they're just people with lots of money and no idea, because you're going to bike.
That's cycling's a nutshell, isn't it?
yeah, that's pretty much it. I've got too much spare change. I'm gonna spend it on
Yeah, and it's like this little, like, I've got electronic gears, but you'll get guys that'll just be like, oh, this bike's really good, this is, and these guys, just because they're like, they'll wear a suit in the bike shop, and you're like, oh yeah, they can spend a fortune, you know.
You ended up on the news once with a flat tire and a bike.
That was
the ride this year. I had two flats.
And the cameraman
came. And the second flat, well, the second flat, as I pulled over, the pickup bus happened to come along. And I had a spare, but they pulled over and they had spares on board plus a big proper pump. So we put a tube in that didn't work. So we threw that away, grabbed another tube out of the box from them. So I'm loving this. And that's when the camera people turned up, the ABC people turned up and said, can we interview you? And I said, I'll get you. So we were pumping her up and back on the bike and away we went. So.
The challenge ride for next year is, she's a long one.
I haven't seen it. When did that come out?
About a month ago. It goes up Greenhill or up the Gorge Road, around Williamstown, and then
Greenhill's not near Williamstown,
up over Mount Torrens, Menham, Murray Bridge. Finishes in Murray Bridge, but it goes from Mount Torrens. Mm-hmm. That, you know, there's a KOM this year, like a KOM race, and it's like 2K long times. I can't remember which one it goes up. It's either Greenhill or the Gorge.
Gorge is the one that goes to Williamstown, so.
Gorge goes to Cuddy Creek.
Well, kind of Williamstown. Greenhill goes nowhere near Williamstown.
But yeah, you got to talk about 150K on a bike.
So it's reverting to Friday.
Yeah.
162. Yeah, but it's from Norwood. 160. So last year I did, it started at Ganelg, so I've got to ride 15Ks to get to, it was 160Ks from Ganelg to Strath.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't end up doing 175 because I've got to get up an hour earlier to ride 15Ks down to Ganelg to start the thing.
But didn't it end down in Victor Harbour or Strath,
no,
or something?
It went through Victor and then ended up at Strath, whereas
I had to get from Strath to home.
Norwood, it's only 2Ks from home. So, yeah, that's beautiful. I like Norwood.
Norwood's easy to get
Norwood's
to from home.
And then Williamstown, Mount Torrens, Mountain.
That's a long flat ride after you go from, like, after Mount Torrens.
Yeah, the problem with Mountain to...
You talk about 40-degree heat along that road is going to be a stinker.
Yeah, but it was, like, this year was beautiful. The weather was fine. Because it was a 20-degree day. With no wind in the morning, we
chopping
had...
Chopping off.
We had a tailwind into Strath, so we had no wind as we went down along the coast. Then the wind picked up when we started heading inland, so we had a side wind all the way to Victor.
That's right. Across.
And then a sort of a tailwind to Goolwa, and then an absolute tailwind to Strath.
We were chopping off about a 100K bunch from Melbourne to Geelong one day, 80K in like an hour and a half. It was like 50K an hour, 60K an hour.
So what day is it? That's my other problem. I can't do it on the 20. Oh, so 70. Two down under.
I'll do the challenge ride just for something to do.
What day is it?
I don't know.
Friday.
Friday.
Friday the 24th. That's okay. I can do Friday the 24th. I just can't do January. The 25th is Sally's birthday.
That's all right.
We got it the seaside event this year.
You've been with it long enough.
The seaside event this year because Shane and Josie aren't going to do it anymore.
So you reckon
we should actually
put one on?
Put one on, yeah.
For the
seaside.
26.
I need to go out.
Or whatever day of the weekend.
I need to get there early enough with the water flat enough to paddle out to that stupid island one.
Which is that
Pullen Island? That's the only island one I haven't done down there now.
That's the only island I have done down there. Is that one? I can do the other ones. But.
Well, I tell you, the Seal Island one is a long way out in a little boat. You want to pick, and we picked as calm a day as we could, it was still 2 meters of water going up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to paddle and I thought, not in Bills, you know.
No, not in Bills shit.
I'm going to do Wright Island first. That one's a bit
Wright wrong. Island. Wright Island, actually, you can do under any conditions because it's completely sheltered.
Yeah, and there's a beach that you can land
on
too.
Just avoid there's a Bombora, so you'll see this, with the swells come up, you see this break appear out of nowhere. So don't go near there. But
or else the sea rescue will come and pick you up. As Scott found out that day. Yeah.
What's out there?
It's basically a sunken reef. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't do anything, and then every now and again there's a bigger wave goes over and you get this big pile of white water there.
Huh. And Firesafe paddled right through it.
Yeah, well, he paddled through it.
Fell out, swam to the island. Some old
lady. He was blowing about 60 knots at the time, so the sea rescue thought he was in trouble, so they went out and dragged him back.
They found it was somebody saw him go in the water from up in their mansion on the second story. They're watching him and they saw him go in.
Yeah, they rang down the sea rescue and they went out and rescued him. He said, "I don't need rescue." They said, "We'll take you back. We're out here now anyway."
He says, "I want to stay and find the cache," because he never found the cache.
Oh, did he find the cache?
No.
Because the cache at that stage
was missing.
It was the original cache that was missing. Hurdle put out there was a mint tin.
No, but Hurdle wasn't the original. Oh. Hurdle got put his out there when the other one got archived.
Oh, so this is before that one.
Yeah.
See, I found the original one.
Yeah. You found Hurdle's as well?
Yeah, we found Hurdle's.
So you've gone back, have you?
Yeah, but we went back. When we did Seal Island, we called it Light Island on the way back. So...
You know, Scott was going for the original one, which is probably gone.
That's long gone.
Or probably was gone at the time.
Yeah.
He won't have a longer search for it.
Yeah. And even the cache, Hurdle's cache, isn't going to last.
No, but...
Because it's...
We can have some fun with that one in a year or two's time, can't we, Connor?
Yeah. Needs
maintenance.
He's put it in the spot where most... If a place has got tourists, the highest point of the island is where the tourists will go. Everybody will always walk to the very highest point, and that's where he's put the cache.
That's why you never put the cache on top of a mountain in the most obvious part. You go down 30 metres into rocks where people are just going to take a shit or something.
Yeah.
That's why we're always finding these bloody toilet paper in this shit. You try to find a cache.
That's... Talking about what pissed Sally off is, looking for caches in the back of a car park. Yeah.
Sifting through people's excrement.
Yeah, sifting through people's turds.
How long have you been with her for?
Oh, 30 something years. 40 years.
We had the anniversary.
We had the 40th anniversary.
At
the pub.
At the pub, yeah.
That was like the first June long weekend I attended, and we got to this spot, and I thought, nowhere around here to hide anything.
And this is a turd cache.
And on there, check that out. Because these people had walked by with a dog, and on there, geez, I can't even pick up after them. And I nearly trod on it twice looking for this cache. And then I'm standing there and on there, watching the time to pick up the ones to get back to where you had to be. And then on there, as a responsible dog owner, and I thought, we got any of the poop bags in the car. So I'm looking for a poop bag in the car because I was going to clean it up. And then next thing, I see it picked up, and I'm there, where did that? The red container.
That one looks like the perfect poo, though. It's just the right colour.
Oh, we've got a few of those. Used to be one on the parade.
They don't last very long. Chewing gum ones go missing too quickly.
Yeah. Because what happens is people come along with a broom
and go, chewing gum, I'm getting rid of that.
Yeah.
But that poo one was like, it was the perfect colour, the perfect texture. Mm. It blended in, it looked like a turd, like a little turd.
And
it was
shape.
Okay.
But that's been at 2 Geelong, isn't it? So I know, if I find the turd, that's the cache.
It has the container underneath it.
Yeah, it's just the turd.
One year...
Next year they'll actually get a real turd and put the real turd there and pick it up thinking it's the actual cache.
At Cadell, Silver Snitch, she hit a cache and we knew it would be good. We didn't know how good it would be, and we were organising it. So we're getting these messages back from people saying they can't find Silver Snitch's caches. There's nothing there. And what she'd done was she'd got a cow plop, and she'd dried it, and then she'd buried the cache underneath that. But then she'd backtracked and got rid of all the whatever she'd done. She'd dug out, and it was just the perfect. Yeah, and it tricked about three teams before somebody said, "Yeah, it is the cow pop. You just have to look underneath it." Yeah.
Well, I reckon that poo trick was tricked a few too, because the first year they did it, it was about 2 meters from another cache. The other cache got about twice the fines as what the poo one did.
Yeah.
Everyone's got in there anyway to find that one, and
the
failed at the poo one.
Best one of the first Geelong weekend I attended to, not the last one, the one before, was come down near the river, and there's this family walking along, and their kids have got these stamps.
Yes, that's the one we didn't find, because they
all
nicked
up
off
their arm and everything, and you know, like. You talk amongst yourself, and people said, you know, that might be missing, but we thought we'd find it. And then they're walking along, and they're looking at us, and I'm looking at them, and I haven't seen a little red container with a stamp in it, have you, by any chance? And the parents are, and the kids are there. Nah. And they're all saying,
you should have actually
nah.
gone up and rolled a stamp off. You could probably, because you can do that, can't you?
Yeah, you lick
them,
just how you get into
clubs. Yeah, or the Grand Prix after party.
We
you
came,
go out, get your stamp.
You give it a good old lick.
Yeah, lick it, and your friends, you know, meet you there.
Because we came to that same cache later in the day, and we found the container, there was no stamp in it. Yeah. We just found an empty container there. I was like, where's the stamp gone?
You just need to find that family and lick them.
Yeah.
Was it just a random family?
Yeah, it'd be just a random.
And they were like,
let's
oh,
take
yeah,
the stamp and
cover
themselves.
The problem with, well, it's not really a problem, but Geelong weekend, if something's outside somebody's house, like 20 people turn up in the first hour, and then people are turning up every year. So we've had complaints from, I mean, from the police. So we had police come in with one and say, we found this thing. And they, yeah, but they only got reported because there's just so many fines in such a short period.
It's always easy to check before you, as you make the thing.
Didn't Crispy Hyde one at the police station?
He's done that in the past. He did
that
a couple of times. He did that at Jamestown.
I think he knows the Jamestown police, you know, on a first name basis now, doesn't
he?
He always runs in with them. He was at my nighttime event, and we were just chatting about the police at Jamestown. For ages.
He wouldn't be happy with them.
He's
put a cache in the doorstep.
He says I get picked up by nearly every day when I drive. They're always looking for something.
Well, they probably can find it on his car.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Take it for the event.
We're going to pack up for tomorrow.
You coming?